If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There is no second best crypto asset.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG tonight. It's good to have a good internet. I don't think we will have any problem tonight. The internet went totally off for 24 hours, and then it recovered. It seems like they totally reset the server, rebuilt a new node or whatever. It seems that the problem has been solved. It was very hard to do a show for 2 weeks with a wavering internet. I was trying everything I could with my fiber optics, but it turned out it wasn't on my side at all. It was at the connections level in Alberta, some ISP issues. Woman fatigue is real, says end of the line Joel. Yeah, we have to do something about this female vindictiveness. Like, this is pure female vindictiveness. When they try to ruin your business, they're not even going to benefit from it. Like, Ashley St. Clair is not going to benefit from putting X in bankruptcy or trying to get lawsuits or Elon controlled or limits onto the liberty of Grok. It's an important philosophical question about whether an AI should be able to produce an imagined version of a woman naked. Now, it goes back to Nayland Palin. It goes back to... So when Sarah Palin was a politician, they made porn that was Sarah Palin inspired. Is that legal? Well, can I imagine in my head Ashley St. Clair naked? Can a corporation produce products of imagination knowing that it is not a real picture of her? No one is questioning this. It's not an invasion of her privacy. And I have kind of a radical libertarian position on this, that yes, imagination and art is free, and in the same way, I should be able to imagine Ashley St. Clair naked if that was my style. I believe that an AI should be able to do it too. Now, it depends on the use of the image. The image might be used to threaten Ashley St. Clair, in which case it would step over other laws than purely invasions of privacy laws and pornography laws. But if the image is not used to threaten Ashley St. Clair of rape, then it is just as much as Nayland Palin, an act of imagination, a fantasy shared between men about a woman. And fantasies must be able to exist. Kathy Paul sends a super chat. She says, greetings. Thank you so much for the donation. Clavicular has just realized he was going to be a father, according to this clip. It's not clear to me from the... It seems like he's receiving maybe a pregnancy test from his woman. That's not the face you want to make when you learn that you're a father. It's like, yeah, victory! Victory! Insemination! You don't make this, oh, I am so worried. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do, a baby.
Oh no.
Your mom
Like by trying to do this face, you look like these young women who are like, are you gonna get an abortion? Oh no, this is so distrustful. No, face your fate, bro. You scored. On top of it, you scored while taking massive risks with your testosterone intake and ruining your balls. It's a blessing. He's being asked if the baby will be mugging.
Guys, we gotta go to the clinic. She's delivering. It's over.
It's okay, what? It. Yeah, that's good content.
Well. Anyways, you will understand later that you have won at the game of life. We have conflict on the grounds in Alberta. Again, old females trying to ruin the world for others.
Hey, bro, what kind of bird is that?
An incoming witch from the forest yelling, fuck off! Fuck off at dog hunters. Just legitimate Alberta duck hunters.
What kind of bird is that?
Bird.
I'm not really sure. I think it's a legendary character.
She kind of sounds like a duck. They are hunting ducks, but she herself has adopted the duck quack quack quack. But instead of saying quack, she says fuck off.
Fuck off! Get the hell out of here! You're not welcome.
Who the fuck are you to say to hunters they're not welcome in nature? Now, in an act of revolutionary liberation, she will try to scare the ducks away to save them from the hunters by throwing a rock.
Those are decoys, not ducks.
She thought she would save the ducks, but they were decoys. And the hunter says, fucking retard. Oh, man. A woman in delusion.
Well, fuck off. We don't want you shooting around here.
I don't give a fuck. I don't want you walking around here.
Oh, fuck off. This is public property.
They don't understand symmetry. It's like, I don't want you walking around here. Well, we don't want you walking around here. And yet, it is public property, and if they are within the seasons of hunting, which I suppose they are respecting the rules, then even if you don't want them there, they will be there. There is another scandal happening in Alberta. Someone has written to me. Okay, John McLellan says, Alberta independence movement is a CIA plot to break up Canada and get our resources. Jeff, wake up. This will be bad for Alberta. Where do we begin here? First, to take our resources, you mean Canadian resources? You feel entitled to get these resources? Listen, there's resources in the ground in Alberta. These resources are not going to get exploited within the Canadian framework because you have the whole rest of the country that is teaming up to make it so that pipeline projects are not happening. They're not happening on the western direction with British Columbia. They're not happening on the eastern direction because of Quebec, Ontario. And so there is no taking the wealth of these resources. Now, your theory is that, oh, well, some other groups may be taking these resources. I actually don't care all that much. If it creates jobs and if it helps develop these resources into something that is locally beneficial to an extent, it's still better than nothing. Now, of course, obviously, The exploitation of these resources should be made, and hopefully our political class in an independent Alberta will be able to say to get these resource exploitation to be in the advantage of Albertans, which in my experience, you can't help. Money always trickles down. Money, like even if there were a bunch of evil Albertan billionaires just trying to cash in on the fuel, even if that was the case, you're going to have workers in this industry. You're going to have restaurant workers serving the workers in this industry. No matter what you do, when you exploit resources, you make more money than when you don't. Now, we can discuss about the details, and hopefully an independent Alberta will also be kind of sovereign in the way it consumes its resources and exports them. But that's not even a question in the light of the independence of Alberta, because the alternative is no exploitation. The alternative is Alberta stays poor forever, is crushed down by the federal government, by these permits and laws, and you don't do this, you don't do that. They're at the point where they want to ask for permits for all existing cows in Alberta. The farmers are pissed. So no, I'm not taking your argument at all. I don't know what kind of drugs you're on or what kind of delusions you've been buying. I don't give a shit. Alberta independence is obviously in the interest of Albertans. The Canadian system can rightfully be seen as a drainage of economic energy from Alberta to the whole rest of Canada. So either we carry the rest of Canada forever with infinite reproduction of welfare queens, or we stop this farming experiment and we concentrate on farming beef for our own children in Alberta. I'd rather farm beef than farm fucking welfare queens in Quebec. John Drake says they'll pay for any resources and this will incentive the US to protect Alberta. Absolutely. We will have alliances that will birth as the independence movement show itself to be more and more credible and more supported. Another scandal emerging from Alberta. Barnaby Brito says cow license to monitor climate change coming from cow farts. Pretty much. I mean, that's the excuse. Eventually, they always use these cow license monitors to deprive farmers of the ability to slaughter their own animals and to deprive farmers of independence and choice in terms of their slaughterhouses, their processing methods, and their commercial practices. So they want to lock down, ultimately, the liberty of the farmers so that all cows, ultimately, are owned by the state and you have to send it to the one state-approved slaughterhouse of your region. So they create basically a meat monopoly when they do that. Another scandal emerging in Alberta. Not that I want this show to become a Alberta-only news show, but I think that Alberta is becoming more and more interesting in terms of its independence direction. So we'll talk about it increasingly because I think it is a fundamental and important direction that America will take. It's a very different political game if Alberta is independent. It breaks Canada, yes. It breaks the cartel and the welfare cartel that Canada is becoming. And it also will create an option within the rest of Canada. People doing like me, fleeing bureaucratic oppression and finding a wonderful world here in Alberta. A world where finally they can respect a father. They cannot find me suspicious because I am just a man raising children. Thank God I found Alberta. The current scandal is from a school, a Catholic school, but there was a leftist teacher that was caught on audio, the St. André Besset Catholic School. And he's just making a general crisis against conservatives and saying, They just want the Conservative Party to win. We have alternatives, Green Party, NDP.
I'm like, okay, but your entire society is built on fuck Trudeau sticker. Oil pipelines, now you bad, I'm good. Angry. Okay, but you can't control your entire society with anger. Be not angry if me rich. Okay, cool. So we're going to give you jobs. Oh, okay. What kind of jobs?
Oh, did I limit the resolution? Oh, I forgot to put back the resolution to my high internet speed. Sorry. So we're still on low video resolution. I'm sorry, end of the line, Joel. I don't think it should be limited to 480p. I think you should have 720p. But we'll get back to 1080p. I think that's just me forgetting. I had put these settings because I was streaming on the cell phone 2 days ago. So yeah, there's this... of course, Danielle Smith, the premier of Alberta, is saying we don't want this in our schools, but you're going to get this with a public school system because you always have these leftist teachers. They come from the system. They've been raised on Marxism in universities, and they have a hatred against the mentality of success and capitalism of Alberta. So, and they're not incentivized at not being leftists. They are agents of the state, even if the state is controlled by a conservative government. Ultimately, the state always converges toward Marxism. So hopefully we get something like a law in Alberta that political subversion of the youth is illegal. But I personally don't trust the public school system in general, and I prefer homeschooling. So hopefully we just favor homeschooling and reward parents for homeschooling, because all of these problems don't happen in homeschooling. The parents communicate the political beliefs that they want to communicate. It doesn't get imposed against their will. President Trump says the U.S. should not hold midterm elections this year. When you think of it, we shouldn't even have an election. Okay, that's probably a provocative attempt by Trump. Cosmic Father says, yes, how horrible a father is with his own kids. This world has gone mad giving these cows our children or the state. Absolutely abduction. If you split up in the caucuses as man and wife, then man keeps the kid. That way the woman sticks around. Exactly. It was very easy to keep children having two parents in the past. Before the 80s, that is what has always happened. Give power to the male and he's going to be generous. He's going to be happy that his kids have a mother. But give power to the female, like the modern world does, and she's going to be depriving her children of their father. That is the issue of the modern world, is it has given power to the least fair sex. And a sex that is vindictive, a sex that has its mechanism for hatred and bigotry against male. And we're seeing it in the Ashley St. Clair case. Why is she trying to create shit for Elon? She presumably has full control of the child. Elon is a busy man. I don't think he would be begging for an hour a week or whatever crap the family court system wants to give him. Now she's just trying to appear in the media to create troubles for him. She is seeking a restraining order, according to the Wall Street Journal, to prevent Grok from undressing her with AI. She has also done these media appearances, all of them supporting censorship, supporting interference with the business of Elon.
It's interesting that you say that, because a number of people in the United States, including Elon Musk, including J.D. Vance, have talked about the fact that they believe in the UK there is suppression of free speech, but you're saying you welcome the kind of measures that have been brought in this week. Here.
Abuse is not free speech. sexual abuse is not free speech, and that should be clear. And it's disheartening to see that because of some very laborious restrictions on speech that the UK has passed or attempted to pass in the past, that this issue that is very serious was framed and able to be framed as a censorship issue when it's absolutely not.
So yeah, it boils down, as I was mentioning before, to Nathan Palin. Can porn be imagined? And if porn is imagined, can it be imagined about someone else? In Canada, we had this this very classical legal case with Jeff Fillion. Jeff Fillion had shared a rape fantasy publicly, and it was like, at first, it just started. It was a radio host known as right wing, in my view, a little too statist for me, not as right wing as me. But he was known as a right winger commentator in Quebec, doing this kind of shock jock right wing radio style that emerged around the city of Quebec. And he had talked about a journalist woman or something, maybe an artist, I don't remember. And he was describing her boobs, and he was like, oh, she has nice boobs. And then he was imagining himself having sex with her on the top of a hood or something like that. So it was kind of a shared public rape fantasy. And of course, the leftists had gone after him because they hated him. I think it was just a pretext. But they had used this pretext to say, well, this is defamation. This is threats, public threats. I've always disagreed with the judgment, but the judgment did find him guilty of defamation, I think. Like, it was defamatory to talk of our boobs in that way, and of threats, of public threats of rape. John Drake says, deepfake porn is here to stay. Yes. I think there are many components here. There is, first, could I consume deepfake porn privately? Like, if I imagine in my head another woman, HappyCL1999 says, can I fix her? Thank you so much for the donation, but no, there is no fixing Ashley St. Clair. Billions of dollars wouldn't work, as you can see. So if I was to consume that content in my head, I would not have violated the law, because liberty of belief, internal functioning, you can't really restrain me from imagining Ashley St. Clair. Now, if I start engaging with an AI, what is an AI? An AI is an help. It's an helper for imagination. Like when I use AI to do math, those are my ideas, but I ask AI to develop it and to look at some corners that I wouldn't have the time to think about, or it would take me years to really dig, is this mathematical idea interesting? But AI can do this in minutes. Shit. What the fuck is this sound? Where does it come from? Where does it come from? I don't even have a Streamlabs alert sound anymore. Monitor off, monitor only. How do I? It's muted. It's muted. We shouldn't be hearing this stuff. Anyways, I have to research this. yeah, it's probably Streamlabs somewhere, I understand, but bro. There's none of these audio channel that I have enabled that are Streamlabs channel. Jackie Chan sends a super chat. He says, sounds like more anti-male legislation. Will people be prosecuted for talking about dating Elon to talk all of his juice to take all... Why? Why? I can't know. Everything is muted. No, that is impossible. It's going to the Windows desktop audio. But so yeah, you're right. You know, we never hear of a legislation to end all what Ashley St. Clair has been doing, which is talking in private about how she's going to go and get that sperm as a sperm hunter. This, as she's done in DM, I'm going to get into that rocket to see what's going on. I have to do it for the fate of humanity. You are a predator that's been planning the extraction of sperm onto Elon. When do we legislate against this? So going back to my history of, imagination, laws against imagination. If we have a liberty of belief and First Amendment, then what I can conceive of in my head should be able to express it. And this is something that the leftists, it's something very deep that the leftists have been attacking recently. So if someone else believes they are a woman, but they have a penis, the leftists want me to be able to stop the products of my imagination. They want to get into my brain, and they want to force me to identify them as woman. So the leftists have always been conquering the mind. That's been their interest. Whereas the standard of the First Amendment and liberty of belief in Canada has always been, well, she can have the belief or he can have the belief that he's a woman, even if he has a penis, but you should be able to have the belief that he's not a woman. That is the standard of the First Amendment. It's everyone gets to say their bit, but you don't get to control what's in the brain of others. And I believe that imagined porn is part of the free disposition of one's mind. The step from stopping Grok to publish these pictures in bikini is the next step, just the slippery slope right there is, well, now you can't imagine woman in bikini. You can't have your eyesight cannot cross their boobs and be attracted. That is a big problem because it is ultimately thought crime against malehood that we're developing here. I am Jacob says, yes, I think the future, they will say he looked at me. Yeah, exactly. He looked at me the wrong way. This is some sort of sexual abuse and he does not have my permission. He should go to prison. Exactly. Fantasy is within the boundaries of one's mind. Now we can ask, okay, suppose that we allow fantasy, but and we allow even these AIs to produce these pictures in private, but you can't publish it because once you publish it, you've crossed the threshold. Well, the whole idea of the First Amendment is that what you can conceive of privately, you must be able to express it. And there should be no limits other than planning of crimes. There should be no limits on sharing the products of imagination, even sharing the products of computer-assisted imagination. It's an extremely important philosophical issue that's developing here, and I hope that Ashley St. Clair gets rebuted in the courts because it is an attack on male and it is an attack on imagination and art. Her privacy is not being violated. No one is deceived that those are our true body. By the way, I've not even seen the supposed porn developed about Ashley St. Clair. Not my type, not my stuff. I'm interested in different kinds of porn, but not this one. I know the suffering. I know the suffering it is to date a broken woman psychiatrically like Ashley St. Clair. And I cannot get my dick to become hard. Cannot. So I haven't even looked or researched it, but she claims that porn was made about her and that she was undressed by Grok. John Drake says, it's true, women would love to control the minds of men. They hate when a creep looks at them. Creep. They think they know what he's thinking. Oh, yeah. And we are in the domain here of schizophrenia. We are in the domain of I feel entitled to think about what you think and impose you what to think. That is the continuum between female, teacher, schizophrenic, borderline woman. That's all a big umbrella, but it's all the same thing. It's, I know what you think, that's evil, I want to control it. If I can't control it, then you're a creep. You're a creep. That is what's happening. Extremely important to understand this dynamic, because you have to understand why women go out there and try to destroy a man's life. They do this repeatedly, and society, if it doesn't handle this problem, society will be in big trouble. It will, because they just create disorder. They just cost stuff to society. They want to be cared for by social welfare system. Ashley St. Clair feels entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars, and she's still not happy. She's still going to come and mess Elon's business. Curtis Yarvin is posting a prompted AI hallucination to claim that he is shadow banned. A couple of days ago, he posted a dialogue where he red-pilled Claude. Keith Woods is saying, this is supposed to be a great thinker. What would you say if I was actually Curtis Yarvin? I'd say, well, that would certainly explain the Socratic method and the systematic way you've been walking me through this. Okay, so Yarvin is having internal discussions with AI and concluding stuff from it. Not a valid strategy. We have the family of Lance Twigg. Why can't I pause this video? I just want to pause it so that I can play it from the start. Okay. We have the family of Lance Twigg, the co-lock of Tyler Robinson, the shooter of Charlie Kirk. She is coming out. I don't know. Is that a woman, maybe, or his mom, his aunt? I don't know. Family of Tyler Robinson's roommate. Oh, and now I have to enable the sound because I disabled it. I really have to fix some of my Streamlabs OBS stuff.
Talent for piano music was off the charts, like not normal. It was very impressive. And that's kind of what I've heard about Tyler, is that he was just so smart and so, and it's just a shame that these kids that had so much potential and such a bright future.
What do you think changed?
I don't, you know, and then being as antisocial as they were, from my understanding of, you know, playing these games and being a part of this.
So we're back to the 90s. It's Marilyn Manson and the computers. We never really advance in life. These women always conclude it's the computers. How about you just respect internet liberty and understand that not everything in their life will be caused by the internet? Some of it is simply who they are. Maybe Tyler Robinson was a murderer deep inside, and he was going to become that no matter what, internet or not.
This Discord group, you know, it just, they didn't seem like they were in a real world.
There's text messages between Tyler and Lance where they're texting mm-hmm. after the event. Mm-hmm. A lot of people find them unusual.
Mm-hmm. The world that they were in, like this gaming world, like that was a normal way that they kind of spoke. The way they spoke wasn't abnormal.
There have been a lot of questions about where Lance is now, whether he's in the FBI protection program. It's been a big mystery. Mm-hmm. He kind of has disappeared.
Yeah, my understanding was for the first few weeks, because there were so many threats against his family my understanding is they did have a little bit of FBI detail, and they kind of moved around a little bit, but but they're not anymore. He's with his family.
Well, he.
All right, so Lance Twiggs is effectively in hidden areas. I've always been extremely suspectful of Lance Twiggs. I would like to know what was under that keyboard that Tyler Robinson was truly insistent on. Parmigiano Reggiano, the most protein-dense food on Earth, at 34% protein per 100 grams. It has more protein than chicken and beef. Bro, that is fantastic. I didn't know there was that much protein. But yeah, it is the most concentrated protein substance, basically, that you can naturally obtain, I guess, other than powdered protein. An elite source of calcium, the best in an animal-based diet, loaded with vitamin K2. Yeah, something, I was tasting Parmigiano Reggiano, and you can tell that it's good. You can tell that there's something deeply good about it, deeply satisfying in terms of hunger. Berta Proud Dad says, today we announced we're releasing a video showing a real example of what's happening in our classrooms. And you have a letter from the school here, the St. Andre Bisset School, saying, don't pay attention to this video. Yeah, well, it's important to know that our public schools are being used by the left to pressure our children into becoming more leftist. Because there has to be a function. There has to be an equation by which the generations that are currently born are being exposed to so much more propaganda on the left side, climate change, vaccines, all of this stuff. And we have to undermine this propaganda because people are just sending their children to these schools so they can learn about math, French, English, whatever. They're not sending them there to become leftist, and yet that seems to be one of the most stable products of public school. Like, public school has been widely varying in terms of what it teaches you and the quality of it and the quality that you reach at the end in terms of math capacity, for example. Across the decades, it is up and down and down and down and up and down, down, down. But there's one thing that the public school always does, and it does it so efficiently, you would think it's the main point of the school. It is to transform your children into leftists that are concerned about the environment. That is what they do. The Son of Pled says, banned without any warning. Not much of a free speech platform you got here, Elon. Lace Tui. So there's more and more. I see more and more of these people getting banned. And I think there is an operation in place on X. I think there is a massive operation. It seems to be in support of the Iran war, where a lot of dissenting voices are being banned. So we're back to the whole routine of the old censorship of X. It's just that Elon is trying to go more slowly boiling the frog type of way. He's trying to make it look like there's not censorship. So he's going one after the other. Slowly, he doesn't do big bannings of the big figures of a movement. He's just slowly attacking certain subgroups and subnetworks that he doesn't like. And in the end, he is. There's lots of people currently complaining about the algorithm. There's definitely some foul play going on. It's hard to get a meme going. It's extremely controlled by always the same people. It seems like the algorithm has been designated to be a kind of crown win. Whoever wins it all. And whoever wins has been designated as the mainstream voices that are, for some reason, clamoring for war in Iran. We currently have strong pressure in Jewish X onto Trump to get him to strike Iran. Iran even evacuated its airspace in the expectation of a strike, but the strike didn't come. It seems that the rumors are that Trump decided that Israel was not ready to defend themselves against a counterstrike yet. So I don't think that Trump has necessarily decided away from the strike, but he may be trying to delay a few days and maybe striking soon, strategically in another time. Extremely disappointing, this veering of the right into just warmongering. Extremely disappointing. And it's what they do with the Republican Party all the time. They get the Democrat Party in to instaur population control, domestic stuff, domestic oppression of individual liberty. And then they get the Republican in when they need some tough guy military strikes anywhere. And it's a bad dynamic because both the American people always is paying the price of both these things. And none of these things are good. John Drake says the algorithm has to be placed in the end user's hands. Nostr or the like will eventually replace Twitter. Well, I agree that free competition in algorithmic practices would be an extremely good innovation. It would even be good for Elon because you could send a message through how you consume information. Right now, you really can't. You are kind of a slave to the algorithm. But if you could choose your algorithm, people would develop their own, and whatever is the most popular would at least attract the attention of Elon. Now, I don't think that Nostr is necessarily the end game because I think it's just too technically tough. It's the threshold is too high for the everyday normie to be connected to Nostr. And I don't think it's going to change. I think it's pretty much how the platform works. What else do we have? Okay, we have this this guy who doesn't want to be arrested. He claims to be a special American state citizen. He says it's not a sovereign citizen.
How can I help you? What's the emergency, sir?
Your registration expired March of 2024. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I think that's an old video. I think I've seen that before.
Can you fill out this form for me? And then I'll answer your questions. If you fill out that form, I'll answer your questions.
Let's try this again.
Let's fill out the form and you answer my questions.
He goes on to demand form answers to his question. They argue for 3 minutes. I think at the end he must have been arrested because he was refusing to give his driver license and insurance. These legal tactics, most of the time they don't work. People come with these ideas. I'm protected. I'm a sovereign citizen. I'm this, I'm that. But down the line, no, you are not a sovereign citizen. You are absolutely a subject of the state. And we need actual political movements to make it less burdensome. But in the end, the state feels absolutely entitled to enter your home against your consent. You'll see them find excuses to do so, and they don't give a shit. So no, you don't have rights as we classically conceive of them. That is it for tonight, Buzz. I'm so sorry about the resolution tonight. I now have a working internet connection. It's only that I forgot. I forgot to set back my resolution to high resolution. So come back tomorrow and you'll see a high resolution 10JF. The first high resolution 10JF. For many years. Nicholas Petris says 480 was perfectly fine. Well, yeah, I mean, certainly the stream went good, so we are done with the technical issues of the internet. So that means next show, will be full resolution discussing the news. Much love, everyone. Sleep well, and bye-bye.